Hello, everybody. I am so excited. I'm here with Michael David. Him and his wife support Messianic Jews. They're doing incredible things around the world related to the restoration of the harp. Now, you're going to play something for us right now that's really unique because it's actually the notes that are found in Scripture. He's got the harp right here. They're actually the notes that are found in Scripture. And this is what it would have sounded like back then. They would have been playing harps and it would have sounded like
this. That's correct. And in the Tanakh, from Genesis all the way to Malachi, there are Hebrew characters that are the consonants. And that's how Hebrew works.
Okay.
And there are little dots that indicate the vowels, so you know what the vowel sound you should be saying. But then in addition to that, and when my wife was in Hebrew school, she saw these little extra markings. They weren't the vowel pointings. And she came to her teacher and she said, "What are these marks? How are you supposed to interpret those?" And they're called cantillation pointing or trope. And these markings have been there all along in plain sight. And the rabbis who sing, who are called cantors, they specifically say, well, these are more like punctuation marks. But awful lot of punctuation marks to try to explain.
Yeah, it
doesn't make sense. And so there was a musicologist named Suzanne Hayek Ventura who made it her life's work to study this out and say, no, these could perhaps be real notes.
Wow.
And she discovered what the scale was, and it sounds like this. Doesn't that sound Hebraic?
Sounds pretty Hebrew to me.
It is. And on all that Hebraic sound, it sort of comes from that Middle Eastern tonal scales. And so this is very sound, scholarly work that she did. And so now it's possible for us to look back. It's like kind of like archaeology, but only for music.
For music. Okay,
yeah.
Let's go
forensic,
back.
Forensic, you know, going back and hearing the real tones that were there because it's in there. Now, there are other people who are doing some strange things, playing harp and playing notes. That this is not that. This is the real playing of the sound of the original scale and what King David and even Moses. Moses knew music. And
so they would know this tune.
So they would know this tune. If we took
Amazing.
A time machine and went back there, this is what it would sound
okay,
like.
Okay, take us back there, Michael.
This is the most important scripture in the whole Bible. This is, says Yeshua, Jesus, that you should love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul. So I'm going to start with the actual Shema. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, the Lord is one. And then I'm going to add in a little bit at the end, which is a sort of my take on it. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. And the translation works with it as well. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God, the Lord is one. Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart. You shall love the Lord your God with all your soul. You shall love the Lord your God with all your strength. You shall love the Lord your God with all your
Michael, you are a history maker. We're so proud of what you're doing around the world, and we look forward to having a harp school in one of the countries we've been to or are going to. Get ready. You're seeing the restoration of the harp in these last days. Thank you so much, Michael, for joining in this beautiful atmosphere.
Indeed.